This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 450 and a half, up 9. September corn, 444 and a quarter, up 8 and 3 quarters. December corn, 447 and a half, up 8. July soybeans, 1420 and 3 quarters, up 11 and 3 quarters. August soybeans, 1369, up 11 and 3 quarters. September soybeans, 1263, up 13 and a half. July wheat, 593 and a half, up 6 and a half. September wheat, 602 and a half, up 6 and a quarter. December wheat, 623 and 3 quarters, up 6. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Thursday afternoon. Corn posted gains on waterlogged fields from the Dakotas east of Wisconsin, causing concerns of drowned out crops. Beans found support on more export sales, and wheat strengthened on rumors of export sales, as well as too much moisture during harvest causing wheat quality to decline. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 cents higher at 430 to 455. Soybean bids were 12 to 18 cents higher at 1398 to 1422. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 cents higher at 430 to 455. Soybean bids were up 6 to 12 cents at 1413 to 1441. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 11 to 13 cents at 448 to 466. Soybean bids were 10 to 12 cents higher at 1413 to 1444. Wheat bids were up 7 to 9 cents at 564 to 582. Now on to the Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids. They were 15 to 17 cents higher at 1437 to 1474. The basis was up 3 to 5 cents at 68 to 105 over the August. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $463.20 to $491.20 per ton. That's down $2 to $5, with the basis unchanged to 3 lower at 12 to 40 over the July. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 9 cents higher at $454 to $469, with the basis unchanged at 3 to 18 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids up 8 to 9 cents at 458 to 465. The basis unchanged to 1 lower at 7 to 14 over the July. Soybeans ended 10 to 12 cents higher at 1427 to 1429, with the basis unchanged to 2 lower at 6 to 8 over the July. Wheat prices were 7 to 11 cents higher at 579 to 586, with the basis steady to 4 cents higher at 8 to 15 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids up 9 cents at 482 to 484. These elevators raised their soybean prices 12 cents with quotations of 1447 to 1451. Soft wheat closed 10 to 12 cents higher at 606 to 607, and Milo ended the day up 9 cents at 464 to 476. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn was 409 to 423, soybeans 1187 to 1212. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 415 to 428, soybeans 1195 to 1207. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 413 to 430, soybeans 1196 to 1220, and soft wheat was 564 to 582. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 148, up $2.10. August live cattle, 147.47, up $2.45. October live cattle, 149.37, up $1.87. August feeder cattle, 207.55, up $2.70. September feeder cattle, 208.57, up $3. October feeder cattle, 208.67, up $2.97. July lean hogs, 128.05, up $2.62. August lean hogs, 129.75, up $2.47. October lean hogs, 109.77, up $2.32. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 19th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 16 cents higher in the range of 112 to 123.50 with the weighted average carcass price of 118.10. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 66 to 69, 4 to 5 weights 70 to 74, 5 to 6 weights 73 to 77, and 6 weights and up 75 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 75 up to 80. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 16,139 head. And now the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction from Wednesday, June 18th. They had receipts of 434 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148 to 152.50. Select and choice 138 to 145. Select steers were 124.50 to 135. And choice slaughter Holstein steers were 135 to 142. Select and choice Holstein steers, 125 to 134.50, and select Holstein steers, 109 to 125. Choice heifers, 145 to 152. Select and choice were 137 to 140, and select heifers were 135 to 136. Now moving on to the Schuyler Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 203 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148 to 157. Select steers, 142 to 146.75. Select Holstein steers were 110 to 115. And choice heifers were 148 to 151.75. Now on the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 147 to 152.50 and on a dress basis at 234 to 238. Heifers on a live basis were 147 to 152.50 and on a dress basis 233 to 238. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 277 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 128.10, and that was $1.93 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 240.46, that was 92 cents higher, with select carcasses at 233.09, and that was $1.04 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000. That compared to 116,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 371,000. That compared to 411,000 last week and 399,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Today I spoke with University of Illinois Extension Crop Specialist Robert Bellum for a look at how the crops are progressing in the listening area.
Well, Angela, the early planted corn is probably approaching about the 9 or the 10 leaf stage. So with these very warm temperatures we're seeing and soil moistures being adequate, the corn, early planted corn is reaching its geometric growth stage where it's actually putting on a new leaf about, every day and a half to 2 days. So it's growing very rapidly. If you drive by these fields, you see they've got a very dark green color. The roots are now expanding and picking up the nitrogen that was applied earlier. And much of the nitrogen, much of the growth of this corn crop is going to happen over the next 2 weeks. Later planted corn hasn't quite reached that stage. We're seeing a little bit more variability in the later planted corn because of the wet conditions that occurred about the time it was planted. So we see some more unevenness in those fields. But I think for the most part, that's going to come out of that and start to progress here in another week or so and change. Soybeans are a little bit more variable. Guys had to struggle to get soybeans planted through some wet conditions. Some fields look very good. Got probably three or four trifoliate leaves out. Later planted soybeans, some of them are still struggling to get out of the ground.
It's been some great growing conditions right now for the corn and soybean crops, although I know those who are growing wheat are really hoping that it'll dry off pretty soon here.
Well, I expect to see wheat harvest really ramping up this week. We've had several days of dry weather, some good drying winds, and temperatures up in the 90s, which is going to help to dry that crop down and get it to a suitable moisture for harvest. I would comment now as I see wheat harvest starting, today and maybe progressing for the next week, barring any rainfall. Guys need to be aware that as you get south of Interstate 70, that there's a fair amount of Fusarium head blight or scab in the wheat this year because of the rainy conditions we had during the flowering period. So they need to be setting their combine fan speeds up a little bit to try to blow some of those light, scabby kernels out the back of the combine. They're not really going to contribute much to the yield anyway, and those scab-infested kernels have the potential for containing some mycotoxins that may cause dock when they go to sell at the elevator. So guys need to be watching their combine settings on wheat and try to blow some of that light chaffy kernels out the back.
All right, great. Definitely something to watch out for. And how are the soil conditions looking around the area?
Well, we've had adequate to excessive moisture up to this point. Obviously, last few days, with some warm weather and some winds, the soil surfaces are drying out. We've got good subsoil moisture yet, so as you look at the corn crop especially, even under these hot temperatures, there's no rolling going on, indicating any heat or drought stress on the corn crop. So, as we progress through the next few weeks, we've got adequate soil moisture going into that period. Obviously, as we keep temperatures hot for the next week or so, we are going to need periodic substantial rainfall through the early July period, and hopefully we will get that and keep any drought stress off of the crop.
Now, you already went over what those who are going to be harvesting wheat pretty soon here want to watch out for, but what about farmers who are just keeping an eye on their corn and soybean crops? Is there anything that they should be watching out for right now? Any diseases you've noticed, weed problems, pest problems, anything like that?
Well, so far things have been relatively calm. On the corn crop, it's beyond the stage for the most part that guys are going to be making any herbicide applications. The nitrogen applications are all done. One thing they might want to do on their corn crop is to go back at this point and start to evaluate their herbicide program and whether or not it has controlled the problematic weeds that they need to deal with. Do they have any late emerging weeds sort of breaking through their herbicide program? Maybe too late to do anything about it for this year, but to start making notes for next year's program. Soybeans, again, variable. Some soybeans are pretty much done with their herbicide applications. Some are still needing herbicide applications applied. I do drive by some fields that have some obvious weed problems in them, primarily water hemp and horseweed or mare's tail, that is probably herbicide resistant. So, if you're seeing that happening, you may need to be altering herbicide programs going into next year. Maybe too late this year for a rescue program on those herbicide-resistant weeds. We don't really have anything available in the herbicide toolbox to deal with them once they're up and going. So If they don't have their post-emergence program, herbicide program on the beans, that needs to be gotten on pretty quickly now and get those laid by and ready to go. So far, no disease problems showing up that I'm aware of on corn. The growers in the northern part of your listening area may be looking out for potential corn rootworm feeding. Even if they have rootworm-resistant corn traits, you know, there is potential for resistant rootworms out there. It wouldn't hurt to dig a few plants up and sort of wash the dirt gently off the roots and observe to see if there's any rootworm feeding going on. One comment on the insect front, it doesn't affect the corn-soybean growers so much, but it will the gardeners and the horticulturalists. The Japanese beetle emergence has started this week in the area. So that's our perennial nuisance and sort of the sure sign that summer has started in southern central Illinois.
The bug that nobody looks forward to seeing.
And mostly a nuisance, again, for the crop producers, kind of a nuisance for the home gardeners. A big nuisance.
University of Illinois Extension Crop Specialist Robert Bellum. Yesterday was the beef show at the Montgomery County Fair. Grand Champion Female was shown by Ty Nodal of Fillmore. The Reserve Grand Champion Female was shown by Legacy Farms from Witt. The Grand Champion Steer was shown by Brandon Slifer of Stewardson. And the Reserve Champion Steer was shown by Devin Aaron of Dietrich. Starting at 9 o'clock today, there is the Swine Show. Be sure you tune in for the Saturday Horse Show to hear about the Speed Show that's going to be going on at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds on Sunday. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.